Hi, this is Gary Auden. I'm at Perspectives 19, the Ribbon Showcase. And with me today is Patrick Joghurst, Chief Marketing Officer. And we're talking about a very different project. This is a combined project of IBM and Ribbon for Hertz. So let's define what the project is and then what you do for that.
Absolutely. And Gary, it's great to see you again, as always. And we're really excited about this project. Yesterday at the general session here at Perspectives, we actually had a representative from Hertz and IBM join me via video. So we went through the steps of the relationship that started several years ago with IBM. We started meeting with the folks who were responsible for the large outsourcing contracts, an organization called GTS, now called GIS. But essentially, if they go to one of their large Fortune 100 companies and they say, I will take over your desktop management, I'll take over your entire IT organization, what comes with that budget many times is unified communications. And they didn't have that capability inside of IBM. So they started looking for partners where they could actually white label that UCaaS capability so that they could derive a richer revenue stream from that customer that they already owned. So we've been working with them for quite a while, developing a very robust funnel thus far. But the first customer that we were able to announce was with Hertz. So that was what we shared a little bit about yesterday.
When you say UCaaS, and I think of Hertz, and I think of thousands of locations, a lot of that work is done locally. You know, I rent a car. What does UCaaS help Hertz do because they have so many locations?
What Hertz has really needed to do, could think about, they're a combination of a lot of different brands and a lot of different technologies, and they wanted to make sure that they could streamline their network and manage it efficiently and save some cost as well. So that was the commitment that IBM made. It said, you give me your desktop and your cloud communication, your UC, unified communications, I can give you a global solution more efficiently than others. So that was the challenge. What IBM was able, in terms of partnership with us, is their local people are going out to each one of the sites with one of our partners, a company called VanRan, but replacing every site with SD-WAN capability. Part of that is including an actual EdgeMark device, so there's a gateway that is now part of the Ribbon family, a company that we purchased last year, that's included for all of their large airport locations. So that provides monitoring quality of service from the local area, because again, part of IBM's contract is they have to guarantee a quality of service. So we're providing that capability as well. Not just the unified communications coming from our KBS, Candy Business Solutions, we're actually providing at their large airport locations an on-premise device that's a gateway that provides quality of service back to the core of the network.
You're talking about two areas. One of the functions you deliver and features, and the other one is performance.
Yes.
What have you been able to deliver when it comes to performance that meets the SLAs that IBM wants to deliver to their clients?
Well, we told the story yesterday. It was kind of interesting. We actually have a video that we gave to our global sales conference at the beginning of the year. But Hertz they were a great, very challenging customer for both of us. They gave us the first five locations that were the biggest problems in terms of the number of trouble tickets that were coming into them. And we converted them all to IP, onto Candy Business Solutions with an EdgeMark device on-prem. And within the first couple of months, it got down to zero trouble tickets. So that is really the lifeblood of a lot of these operations, right? They need to be able to make and receive local phone calls. They need to be able to, in a cost-effective manner. And they need to be able to do it from wireless capability as well, from wireless handsets that they can roam when they're working in a large airport, for example. What they found is with the combination of the technology from Ribbon, from both the Candy Business Solutions as well as the EdgeMark and the EdgeView Analytics, all managed and implemented by IBM, gave them a cost-effective solution that provided the quality of service they were looking for.
One of the things that fascinates me about cloud businesses is they can get views that are much broader than just an enterprise. But Hertz is big enough where have you tried AI and analytics to see the before and after?
That's what we're looking at next. So that's the next step, is to see how can we integrate AI into how they're presenting themselves to their customers in the call center. So that would be the next phase. Phase one is we're looking at just what can we do to replace all of the TDM and the disparate key systems that they have worldwide at all of their locations, replacing them with a uniform UCaaS cloud-based platform. Next step is how can we make those platforms that much more efficient by integrating AI.
Do you think that your ability to work with service providers all around the world helps you deal with the variations of like SIP trunking and the connections and the regulations?
It's incredibly valuable. Not just the relationships we have, but we actually, on behalf of some of our carriers, we've stepped up and become a VoIP interconnect reseller ourselves. So I can provide VoIP connectivity in the U.S., in Canada, 14 countries in Europe. We were initially reluctant to do that because we did not want to be perceived as being competing with our customers, the carriers. It's our carriers that we're saying many times, we need you to be able to provide connectivity to the B end, say country A, where they have their own network. They want to be able to serve unified communications, maybe a branch office of five people in Dublin. They want to do that in a cost-effective, seamless manner. We can provide that interface all the way from the unified communications, including the PSTN connectivity.
I think one of the things that, if I were Hertz, I'm looking at, I'm not looking just for global connectivity. I'm looking for global management and global equal in performance. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that really is where IBM has incredible expertise and reach, right? So it's really, if you consider, I'm a much smaller company than IBM, but what we're doing is now that we have a relationship with their headquarters location, we're introducing their sellers to my sellers in different parts of the world so that we can get the kind of the knock-on effect of really being able to talk to all of the IBM sellers that are dealing with these really large companies outsourcing their IT to say, now you can proactively go after the telecom side of it too.
It would seem to me that you have a wonderful sales pitch to someone who's a financial organization around the world.
We do indeed, yes. There's real power and strength in terms of consolidating your purchasing power and streamlining what you're doing and be able to efficiently manage that from a central source and provide consistent, ubiquitous quality of service on a global level. That is a really strong financial proposition for any of these large companies.
You mentioned trouble tickets a few minutes ago and how you were able to reduce it for these five sites. Has that been true for a lot of other sites as well?
It has been. One of the things, Monica Genet, who's the lead managing this program inside of Hertz, she said jokingly, of course, every site you go to has a different set of challenges, right? But we've been able to overcome all of them. We're about 60% way the conversion globally for all of the Hertz locations. And again, there have been nuances that we've been able to come at each one of them. But I'm proud to say that she reported that she was a very happy customer of both Ribbon and IBM yesterday.
What does also make me think of, this is not a tactical decision, this is a very strategic decision. Once you're done with all of Hertz, are the things you're planning on doing in addition to what you do today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like I said, they're looking at what their call center capability is. That's something I can provide them some support with. They've been on a journey for a while to refresh their website. There's something that we could embed real-time communications into their website, again, with our partner IBM. But what's equally interesting, even beyond Hertz, is there's a nice set of opportunities that we're nurturing at a global level with IBM, including some government organizations, more distributed retail kind of opportunities. It really is kind of the sky's the limit working with a company their size for a company our size.
Brings up the word scale. Hertz is so big that if you can scale to Hertz, there's not much that you can do and be big enough for anybody else.
That's right. They are the perfect example of a distributed retail organization. So it's literally tens of thousands of seats worldwide, but a ton of locations, right? So there are some customers that are much more heavily centralized that have maybe tens of thousands of seats in one or two locations. There's an extra challenge in terms of being able to monitor and manage a lot of different sites. That's where the acquisition of Edgewater with the Edgemark gateway device that we can put on a prem really allows us to scale down to serve a number of large retail locations, all get aggregated up into a global network. So we think distributed retail is a very strong market for us, and we're seeing a tremendous push for those companies to streamline their communications and consolidate onto a cloud platform. Equally large government opportunities, a large financial systems opportunities. There's a tremendous push for financial institutions to upgrade and modernize their network, clearly get the TDM out, but leverage the power of the cloud and do it in a secure way. So one of the things that we announced here as well is kind of a unique relationship with Etisalat, a large carrier in the UAE. Now, they've got very strict data privacy requirements. They've got very strict lawful intercept requirements. So we had to put a version of our own Candy Business Solutions into their cloud on their in their network, but we're managing it from our cloud.
But it's resident within that country.
It's resident within the country, and we're finding that model is very much what large banks are looking for, right? So they're saying data privacy is a big concern. I've got obviously very sensitive information on behalf of the customers. They want to be able to have components of that media that they maintain inside of their own data center, but still have the advantages of cloud scale and quality. So we're coming up with hybrid solutions, as is IBM. So there's a big market. And it's a big flexibility of having different modalities from a public cloud to a private cloud to a hybrid cloud kind of architecture.
And you found that you've been able to do all three of those?
Very effectively. And a lot of that has to do with the scope and scale of where Ribbon came from with our Nortel heritage, our Sonus heritage, and having carrier-grade kind of solutions. We're using the technologies that we've had at the very high-end PBXs that were part of the Nortel heritage, all the way up to the large central office IP switch infrastructure that we're providing for some of the largest carriers. Using those technologies in combination gives us the ability to address a on-premise kind of solution. One of the examples we had yesterday was a gentleman who managed the upgrade of the Pentagon spoke yesterday about the transformation that they went through. That was, again, a different solution where we put in our premise-based application server, which is JITC certified, which is required for all the U.S. Secure agencies, pardon me, and they were able to upgrade 60,000 seats over a weekend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Gary.